I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Believe it or not, you don't need to climb to the top of Mount Everest or ski the highest mountain to get altitude sickness. It may surprise you to learn that you can feel the effects at much lower elevations, and it can happen when or where you least expect it. We're talking cities like Santa Fe, New Mexico, Laramie, Wyoming, and of course, Denver, Colorado. You see, altitude sickness is the body's reaction to changes in oxygen and air pressure. Symptoms include headaches and shortness of breath, both of which are easily ignored by a lot of people, and they're potentially dangerous. So as soon as you get off the plane, give your body time to adjust, and don't push yourself too far or too fast. You've got to stay hydrated and eat. The higher altitude you get, the more your body needs water and energy, and the more your appetite and thirst will decrease. So if you start to feel sick, get yourself to a lower altitude, and the symptoms should subside. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.